Yeah, it's a shame, right? But laws are laws, and you know, if you break the law, you've got to pay the penalty. Now, he's a silly boy. There's other mementos he could have done. He could have got it deactivated. And it's what you get called for, quite honestly. So it's a shame, right? Feel for the lad, but he's only got himself to blame, I guess.
So as someone who has been in the SAS Lofty, you would say that he would know what the rules were, and it was foolish of him to have taken this, of all things, as a souvenir.
Well, certainly. And plus, he had ammunition with it as well, you see. That's the conclusive. And that's the nail in the coffin, quite honestly, like, you know, so... Yeah, not very good. I mean, I feel for the lad, obviously, but, you know, he shouldn't have done it.
Let's get a word with David Willits, who is a defence correspondent. David, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Yeah, what do you make of it, Dave?
Well, I wrote the story. I'm the defence editor on The Sun.
In The Sun, yeah.
I understand where Lofty's coming from, but this law was designed to stop people who carried around weapons with intent to kill people. It wasn't designed to stop... Look, we're all agreed on this. It was just an administrative error. But it's been there for over three decades.
But Lofty says... Sorry, David, to interrupt you, but, you know, Lofty says it wasn't just that he had the gun, but he had live ammunition as well. Now, that's something that in his hands could be...
service is done to the public by putting a 65-year-old war hero in prison? What's he going to learn from it? Just tell me, what is going to prison going to teach him through this process? What is society? How is society going to be better off with this man in jail for 15 months?
But
that's the question. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But why couldn't it have been a suspended sentence? Why couldn't it have been... Because if you read The Sun today, you'll see a list as long as your arm of people who are caught with weapons and live ammunition, and they get suspended sentences. So this is what I'm saying. This guy would never intended for this weapon to be used for ill or malicious intent. So tell him off, fine. He's done something wrong. I agree with Lofty 100%. Suspend the sentence. Slap him on the wrist. That's it. It shouldn't... I just don't know what we all gain. What he gains, what we gain from him being in prison.
David, I'll come back to you in a moment. Lofty, what kind of souvenirs, apart from weapons, do people pick up on the battlefield and bring home?
Well, normally it's the map that you operate from. That means a lot. You know, you get it signed by the patrol. You know, it's things like that. But what I agree with the lad, what he's just said about the sentence. I mean, it's lousy, like, but one thing he will learn, he won't do it again. And it's another thing for other people to pay heed to and say, right, you know, it brings it to everyone. And it's a shame that Pat's got to take the penalty. But there you go, that's life.